No matter the size, age, or activity level of your best friend, you want a dog food that's natural, feeds great, and is full of all the goodness you demand. That's what's packed into every bag of Country Vet Naturals. Country Vet Naturals is just what the name says. Natural goodness in every bag. Grain-free? Sure. There's a grain-free cat and dog food and treats. Learn more and find a dealer at countryvetnaturals.com. Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets. Trusted by owners.
RE/MAX Concepts not only understands the real estate market, their highly skilled professionals are always on duty to ensure your home buying or selling experience is positive. The professionals at RE/MAX Concepts offer you ways to beat other home buyers into the home of your dreams through the Home Finder system. Get to what is hot now. Don't wait. Learn more at realestateconcepts.net. realestateconcepts.net. for home buying and selling. Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. RE/MAX Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealestateConcepts.net.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. With us in studio is Jolene Goodman. She is with the Business Journals, and we're talking about marketing and advertising, small business, and what the heck she's got up her sleeve. You know, I always enjoy these conversations, Jolene, because you're out and about with so many small business owners. I mean, that's what your job is, yeah?
That's right.
What are they talking about out there? What are small businesses that you're dealing with? What are they talking about?
Well, they're talking about the challenges of their business, and that's getting customers in through the door.
Yeah. Oh, and there's so much noise.
There is.
There's so much noise out there. I mean, people, you know, through social media and traditional media and all of these things, how do you pick and choose what works and what doesn't?
Right. Well, usually customers have patterns. They have patterns of things that they're doing, things that they're reading, traffic patterns, all this stuff, and you can engage them that way. And we do it through our products.
Yeah.
We create content that people like to read.
You know, one of the things that we harp on all the time, not only with our clients in the advertising agency, but here on the Business News Hour, is the necessity for business, no matter small, medium, or large, to know their customer. I mean, know where they hang out, know what they like. Not just today, but be able to look down the road 5, 6, 8 years. You know, what's the next big hot thing that they can meet that demand with? And I don't think enough businesses spend the time thinking about that stuff.
Right. Well,
what do you find?
Yeah, and you and I both are in the same business, that we're helping customers, our businesses, find customers. And they can do that through so many different things. Gosh, I lost my train of thought already. But
you?
Yeah.
Never. Come on.
Oh, it must be Friday. I don't
yeah.
know.
but that is real. And for small business people, Jolene, I think to sit down and actually invest the time and talent and resources to think about that,
right,
and to really, you know, and it's easy to do. All you have to start doing is say, how did you hear about us?
Right.
What's been going on?
That's
what
right.
do you like? But you got to engage your customers. I know the restaurants and the chefs that are out on the dining room floor talking to their people, they got that handled.
That's right.
If you don't have somebody doing that, it's tough.
Yeah.
But I'm on a tangent.
Well, they're spending so much time, and I've learned this too, through small, medium, and large businesses, they're spending so much time doing what they do really well.
Right.
Fixing cars, doing the massage, making coffee, making sandwiches. They do that really well. And on the priority list, marketing,
way
at the bottom.
Down there. Yeah, yeah, way down there. And sometimes it's whoever comes in with the best pitch.
Right.
And sometimes the pitch isn't really accurate.
Right.
Unfortunately. And I think we all have been down that road. You know, in my prior life, I was heavily involved in the publishing industry. And, yeah, I know what it means to have unaudited numbers and what it means, you know, when somebody says, XYZ is working for me. How do you know? Well, my salesperson told me so.
Right.
Right. Wait. What are you doing?
Right.
So with your products, with the Living Magazines and also the Business Journal, I think that that's one of the things we've talked about in the past is how those are really targeted.
Yes.
Which makes it different, right?
Yes. And it all comes down to, with our company and all the products that we produce, are our readers your potential customers? So in a B2B product like our business journals, where we have business owners, business managers, salespeople, they're reading this thing. And are those your customers? Then advertising in the business journal is perfect. We're starting a new line of community newsletters.
And newsletters? These,
well, yep. Community newsletters called The Advisor. And it's a fantastic product because
really?
It falls in between what's available out there. Right now with our product, we have monthly business journals, Living
right.
Magazine, City View. So we don't produce a weekly product. So what's getting missed is weekly news. There might be something that comes out from the city. There might be something urgent. Well, now on a weekly basis, they have something to put this news in. It's brief, but at least we can put it on the street.
And this is a hard copy thing?
Yes.
When do you launch this? Or have you launched this?
It's launched.
Really? Come on. You didn't tell me anything about this.
What? Surprise.
Surprise. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's really fun. It's a product that Dan Jeffer, our ad manager, started 14 years ago in his community with a business that he had there. And when he joined us again recently, he said, we got to take this and we need to expand it. So we have launched it in Johnston a year ago almost. We launched it in Grimes in March, and now we're going out to Waukee.
And where, all right, so break that down for us. This is called The Advisor. Where do people get this at?
Yeah. So you pick it up at
coffee shops,
the coffee shop, the gas station, the library, city, chamber. If you're sitting at Mercy, the clinic, it'll probably be there. So we're building that distribution. In Johnston, we have about 70 spots, same in Grimes and Adel. There are businesses that know that their customers frequent and go to Come and Go every Tuesday, and they pick this up when they buy their gas. I mean, it's known in that community.
Mm. Well, I had a friend that was into that at one time. This goes back a number of years ago, and it was very successful.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember exactly what the thing was called, but it would appear at coffee shops and restaurants. And it was, I think, if I remember correctly, it was like a one-pager. And yeah, like that. This is exact. So I'm holding on, ladies and gentlemen, I'm holding on to the Tuesday Adel Advisor, which is brief information, two-sided, not real fancy, but it's yeah.
down and dirty news. And then also what happens here is the people who are reading this, they're involved in that community. They either live there, or maybe they're taking their kid to the dentist there. Maybe they come work out at Anytime Fitness there. I don't know, but they're involved in that community, and this is a way to reach them.
Yeah, this is exactly what I had seen years ago.
Right.
That was very popular, especially at places where people gather.
Right.
You know, and they'd pick it up and they'd read through and see what's going on a weekly basis. It makes a lot
right.
of sense. And this is all supported. Of course, it's a free publication, but it's all supported by advertising.
That's right.
Yeah.
And what's great about, what I love about this product is we were publishing the Living Magazines here. We started in Johnston first 11 years ago. So when we launched in Johnston, I knew exactly who to go to. Who those businesses were that couldn't afford Johnston Living.
Right.
You know, let's say our cheapest ad was, don't quote me on this, $250 a month.
Sure.
Well, the barbershop says, Jolene, that's a lot of $15 haircuts. I can't afford that. When I brought this to her, she loved it. It was something that she could afford, and it was also something she recognized was needed. She goes, now I know. She goes, I don't live here, but I own the barbershop here. Now I know what's going on.
Yeah.
Now I can share this with my customers.
And the piece that we're looking at right now, ladies and gentlemen, is called the Adel Advisor. So clearly you're in Adel
right.
as well. So, yeah, our good friend Deb Bankston with the chamber up there
yep.
Would probably be into all of this as well.
Yep.
All right. This is interesting. Now, and I'm going to just ask the question because I'm intimately aware of some things. Is this something like that other communities, small communities, could utilize?
Oh, absolutely. And we want to take this everywhere. I mean, it's a model can work in most communities.
Because I'm thinking of one in particular that has that. Curious. All right. Well, it is called the Advisor, and it's in a number of places. And this really isn't anything, as I said earlier, this is nothing new. This is something that's been around for a long time, but you guys have put a fresh face on it.
We're bringing it back.
Why not? When we talk about small businesses, let's get back to that, and also the business journals. We talk a lot about what's in there.
Right.
That is assistive to small business. And what do you got coming up? And anything that you can tickle us with?
So our April issue, I know we're into May, but I really liked our April issue, was time off policies. And this is pretty crucial for really small businesses, because if you don't have an employee there, there's not a backup to get that person or to get that work done. So this goes through an HR kind of view of time off policies and what you can do to reward people and how you can kind of be flexible within your organization to honor time off policies, sick policies, vacation, those kind of things.
Well, they say, Jolene, and you would know as well because you're dealing with so many small businesses, that benefits in business are just as important to so many people as what the salary is. And especially when we're looking at 2.8% unemployment in Polk County, that really gets to be important. You know, do you have a time off policy? Is there paid family leave? And what is going on that you can show people that you're progressive about those things?
Yeah, it's important. And I really see it with the small businesses too, definitely. Yeah. But sometimes small businesses can be more flexible, and it kind of goes through some specific examples and interviews some people who are doing some creative things.
Now, your business journals are mailed to the businesses, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. In Johnston, Grimes?
Urbandale. That's our Northwest issue. And then we have an addition in West Des Moines and Waukee. Yeah. So it's 6,000 businesses.
Wow.
Total.
Yeah.
Yeah. Free. Everything we do is
get out of here.
Free. Yeah.
Everything Jolene does is free.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you some really good content that's in the Business Journal, too. And when I talk to people at the chambers or even at businesses, I run into other salespeople, so you salespeople out there, who use information in here as lead lists. So we recap the commercial real estate transactions in there. So a new company's coming in and bought this company or bought, you know, that space. You know, what are their needs? Are they going to need cleaning services? What are they going to need, right?
So there's a list maker.
Right.
Also, I think you also publish in there, don't you, SBA loans?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So new batch of money. What are they going to do with it? Do they have it all designated for? Well, is it flexible? I don't know.
So if you're a salesperson, this ought to be one of your go-to pieces.
That's right.
Jolene Goodman, ladies and gentlemen, talking about the business journals, also the Advisor, something I absolutely missed me, but
yeah.
Congratulations. And the Iowa Living magazines. Thanks so much for doing this.
Yeah, great to see you.